Russian forces have stepped up their assault on a small salt mining town in eastern Ukraine with the help of a group of mercenaries. The Wagner Group is now claiming control over Soledar's city center, where the Kremlin says its forces are making progress around the town. But Kyiv says its soldiers are holding out. Natasha Butler is joining us live now from Kyiv. Natasha, what more do we know about Soledar?
Well, the situation in Soledar is not totally clear. What we know is, in the last few minutes, Russia's defense ministry has said that Russian airborne forces are surrounding this eastern Ukrainian town from the north and the south. Earlier, we heard from the head of the Russian mercenary group Wagner. Now, Yevgeny Prigozhin claimed that his troops were in control of Soledar. He posted a photograph of himself with some of his fighters online. But, of course, none of these claims can be verified. Ukrainian defense officials for now say that their troops are still fighting intense battles, that they are undergoing assaults from Russian forces on the ground. So it's an unclear picture in Soledar. But what we know is, over the past few days, officials at Britain's Ministry of Defence have said that they do expect Soledar to perhaps come under Russian control in the following days. Now, if that happens, from the Russian perspective, it would be something of a battlefield gain. They certainly haven't had one for many months. And it would also open up the way for them to make their way and really focus on the town of Bakhmut, which is not far from Soledar. It has been the focus of intense fighting between Ukrainian and Russian forces for many weeks, many months now. Russians want to try and control the city. Any victory there would be symbolic for them. But again, Ukrainian officials are saying that their troops on the ground are putting up a stiff resistance. They're still very much holding their positions.
And in order to try and augment those troops on the ground, we've been hearing from Ukraine's foreign minister, I believe, that the country still needs heavy armoured vehicles. There are going to be questions about whether or not they're going to get them from European countries.
Well, indeed, you know, officials both in Kyiv and in Europe say that what they expect to happen, perhaps in the coming weeks, in the coming months, is for Russia to try and launch a new offensive. And that is why Kyiv keeps saying, look, we need more weapons, all sorts of weapons, of course, not only air missile defense systems. We know that, for example, some Ukrainian troops are going to be trained on those Patriot systems in the United States in the coming week, according to U.S. officials. Ukrainian officials say they also need things like heavy weaponry, tanks in particular. That's something that Ukraine's foreign minister said to Germany's foreign minister when she visited eastern Ukraine on Tuesday. It has always been, though, a very controversial topic for Western powers. They don't want to be seen to be sending offensive weapons to Ukraine, but the door has opened. There has been a shift because France said that it would send light combat vehicles to Ukraine. We're now hearing also from the UK that they're considering sending their Challenger 2 tanks, and pressure is growing on Germany to sign off on various European countries that have their German-built Leopard tanks to be sent to Ukraine. That is what many European countries are saying they would want to do, send those Leopard tanks to Ukraine, but Germany does have to sign off on them because they are German-built. And so far, the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has been reluctant to do so. He doesn't want to, Germany to look as if it is in any way escalating this war or send what he might regard to be the wrong signals to Russia.
Talking to us from Kyiv, that's Natasha Butler. Natasha, thank you very much indeed.